item today. Our next item is the Granite Hills Hospital 2023 Quarter 4 Quarterly Reports. This is Bradley Jones, Granite Hills Director of Risk and Performance Improvements, and Donald Schmetzer, Director of Business Development, and this is an informational item.
Hello everyone, again, this is Bradley Jones, Director. Do you have my report, or do you want me to try and pull it up?
I have the report. Would you like me to pull it up then?
Sure, that would be great. So just going through, I tried to get you guys some more information that you're requesting. Probably not as much yet as we were hoping, but I did get some more. So first thing, going through our patient satisfaction results. For quarter four, at a glance, 86% of our patients report they felt better and discharged than when they were admitted, out of 311, which is a pretty good turnout for us of response rates. 82% of our patients report they were satisfied with their treatment. Down 82% of our patients report that their treatment goals and their needs were met. So that continues to be increasing slightly quarter by quarter in our facility to see those improvements. These are some of the overall demographics that you had asked for. So in quarter four, we had 1,049 overall patient referrals and 452 total patient admissions. I was able to get data on some of those demographics. That race, black was 45.77, white 44.03%, and other was 10.02%. Ethnicity, Hispanic was 7.78% and non-Hispanic 92%. Gender, female was 43.91%. Marital status, divorced was 1.95%. Single was the overwhelming majority of 85.2%, and unknown or other was 9.4%. The age breakdown there, age of 13 to 14 was 8.6%. 17 was 11.4%. That's really even distribution between the next age groups, 18 to 25, 25 to 35, and 35 to 45. We're all fairly similar there, from 17 to 22%. 46 to 55 was 11.8. 5 to 65 was 8.3, and 65 and over was negligible. Legal status, 40% of our patients are anteriorly and 59% were HEALEY. Some of the other things that we'll continue to work on getting other data, these are available in our electronic system. These are on paper records. A lot of the education and things like that are on paper, which is a lot more difficult to extract the data. Some of our other quality metrics, as far as healthcare personnel completing their COVID-19 vaccination series, 90% of our 128 staff have completed that. Patient safety, we had as hours in physical restraints at 0.03, so that we don't do mechanical restraints at all. We don't do like 4.1 restraints or anything like that here. That is physical holds. So that is our hours of physical restraints, is holds only. Hours of patients in seclusion for every 1,000 hours of patient care is 0.7. So most of those are far below humble statements. As far as our patients receiving the records for follow-up at discharge, we were at 10. And unplanned readmissions, we had 8.72%, far below the national average. As far as those metrics that we're monitoring closely, we're doing well. As for Milwaukee County in specific, for the MHEC referrals, this has been prevented in the past. We had 215 of those resulted in admissions. A breakdown of that, 171 were adults and 44 were adolescents. From MHEC referrals, our males were 100, our females were 91. Average length of stay was 6.0. Zip code breakdown, but that circle still seems pretty consistent from quarter to quarter, and as that we are drawing patients test, it's just the zip codes continues on. So that is what I have for you today. Do you have questions? We have hired several new leaders in our facility, completing the leadership team.
Oh, I'm sorry, Denise, go for it.
Thanks. So
so nice to see you, Mara, from together a long time ago in ProHealthcare. It was so nice to see a friendly face. Thank you for adding the demographics. That really gives us some great into some of those key areas, race and age, ethnicity, gender, really important as we continue to look at meeting the needs of our community in Milwaukee County, and then the zip code analysis. So good to see, like, that, I mean, that we're able to serve those within Milwaukee County and really in our areas that we're seeing really have some of the most vulnerable and those that are really in need of services. My only question was around benchmarking for Granite Hills National Corporation. Do you have like some benchmarks of where other organizations are and where you're kind of incrementally looking to strive to be at? You know, 80s, that's good. So moving like from good to great.
Sure. So for patient satisfaction specific?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Patient satisfaction, yeah.
Right. So we are looking 90% as the benchmark in UHS, and that is the goal, that we are going to reach all those standards to get to the 90% rate.
Yeah. So you're
getting there. Getting close.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was my question initially. And then my other question, are you involved, or can you speak to the relationship with MAC and just generally how things are going with transfers, with communications, those sorts of things?
But I'm not directly involved in that. Our director of intake would. Yeah, our director of intake is Nancy Reed, so every person who does most of that communication with MHEC. However, for the most part, since she's about 2 months in now in her position, I think she's had several meetings with them, I think improving in communication back and forth between MHEC and our facility. The challenges with that just are sometimes, you know, they put it on the different organizations and everybody starts working on it, and then by the time they get back to them, perhaps they were admitted to another fed and just wasted all that time. They could have been working on something else. So since we are such a small team and, you know, the resources, our time is valuable, I think that's one of the hard things is when they, you know, they've got a lot of different admissions coming in and they'll spend a lot of time working on admission and then only to find out that they were accepted somewhere else. And but that process seems a little clunky.
And then as far as with respect, you said the team is developing out now. Are there any major holes in the team yet that are affecting potential quality, or what's left to fill?
As of today, we are still hiring our chief nursing officer, but we do have a corporate interim person who has been with us for several months, who's kind of filling in that role, but they're still continuing to recruit for several different positions. Same thing's plant operations. He's looking to retire soon. So he is holding on with us until he retires, but they are hiring a new person for that. We do have our new chief medical officer who started recently. She's been with us already practicing as a locums, but now she just recently took that role. Her name is Dr. Ola Daji.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely coming together.
How many beds are you up to now?
As of right now, we are at 48, look other 12 beds sometime this spring or early summer. All dependent on hiring our RNs, which are...
Sorry, I had to move you quicker. I have 3 beds. I started to move here. Thank you very much for your answers. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I have a couple of questions, and we'll be on the survey data. How many questions are on the survey? I'm just curious.
Off the top of my head, I think it's 15.
Okay.
Give or take a couple.
Give or take a couple. Okay. My next question, the demographic data is maybe of consideration to the committee. Do we really know, like, marital status? Do you think that would be important for us to look at going forward? I personally don't think so. And maybe we can take that off the report. What do you think? And I'm asking the committee, would you, going forward? It's important.
So
for us to have as a committee?
I don't believe so. So this is Denise. Like, so I'm kind of looking at, you know, the demographics that Matt generally pulls together. And I don't know, like, I'm not sure if that has typically been a demographic. And we, and certainly support systems are important. That doesn't, you know, paint a picture of anything for us.
Do you think we should move this to the next meeting, have some time to think about it? I can't hear you, Mark.
I don't think there's a contention on whether we need that as a demographic.
Okay, we'll put on the agenda for the next meeting, please.
I think we can make that decision today, surely.
You think so?
Okay.
I don't think it's needed. I'm more interested in race, gender, that kind of, that's what I'm most interested in. The only thing that was missing or I didn't see, you gave information of impact, but I don't see the same breakdown in terms of race and gender. That's something that was going to be included.
Specific just to MHEC patients?
Yes, specific just to them.
Okay, I'll get that data, but I'll ask for that next time.
MHEC, and then of course that would be you, program accounts.
I'll ask for that next time.
Okay, great. You're finding the agenda today.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
And next.